another little podcast episode for you, otherwise known as a voice clip, because as you know, I am not a podcaster. So I know many of you actually enjoy these, some of you might not be your thing, and that's okay. Sorry about that. I just want to let you know that I am going to have a live stream coming up, which the link is now, of course, in the description box where you'll normally find it. So if you click on that, it should show you exactly what time I'm starting. So this is a case out of Milwaukee. I've been watching this case since the news broke about it. It's been very scary because how the news broke was that there was this missing 19-year-old lady, Sade Robinson, in Milwaukee. Okay, so that's where that was. I'm like, okay, so that lady's missing. And then they talked about finding a leg. What? Body parts in Warnemont Park. And then the police started really investigating, of course, piecing things together. They found Sade's car ablaze, like an arson attack on her car and her clothing in the trunk. And I'm like, what? And then they recently, in the last 4 days or so, they had a press conference to update everyone on the investigation. They arrested on April 4th this guy called Maxwell Williams, who's 33 years old. And so I'm going to discuss that case with you. I can't put it all in one little voice clip now. That's going to ruin my presentation as well. And then it will make no sense. So come and join me over there. I'm going to let you know what we know so far. I've managed to get the criminal complaint, which is 10 pages. And I will attach that to this post right after the live stream, okay? So sure, just buckle up, okay? Bring your Walmart buckles because this case is crazy. This lady just went on a first date with this guy. And the next minute, from what we know, she's dismembered. Like, oh my goodness. And I feel terrible for her family. They're doing their own search, looking for the rest of her body parts. Like, what? My goodness. So I'll see you there. Also, I just wanted to give you an exclusive behind the scenes, Patreon only, little snippet of information, which is just that don't be alarmed if you see me first on my live streams now. You know, I used to do like a minute countdown or, you know, first another intro and then the trigger warning one or whatever. But I find that it just really isn't working very well. You know, YouTube's always changing, evolving. You got to go with it. And so what I mean is it's much better if I just say hi to everyone first, especially for replay viewers. So I'm trying that. Okay. Also, yesterday, here's some more behind the scenes info. You know, if you were at the live stream yesterday where I was reading through the probable cause affidavits in that Oklahoma case, right? Well, did you know that for the first 12 minutes or so, when I said I would be live, right? And you guys were there. And I thought I was live. That's the thing. I had said hello. I played my intro. I was interacting with, I put comments on the screen. I was talking to you guys and I was reading that probable cause affidavit. I was on page 2 of 3 when I realized my manager sent me a message and she was like, why aren't you live? Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I am live. Like, stop bothering me. I'm live. No, you're not. And so I looked and that was where I say Bill Gates was messing with me because I did my usual. I clicked go live and I thought it went live because whenever you click go live, it's like a red hot button. Okay, it's actually blue, but you know what I mean? When you click it, you go live. There's no going back, okay? I clicked it. And then I just didn't look at it again. So I actually had like a practice round because I realized, wow, there's like all these people here and you guys were chatting and it seemed like you were talking about the case. I was talking, answering questions, you know, and then I just see some people are like, where is she? And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm right here. Can't you see me? So that's what happened there. So then when Mr. Grizzly came to the rescue, because I said in chat, he's coming to the rescue. It's because there was literally some little glitch where it said it was live, but wasn't live. So I had to, you know, shut down all my programs, shut down YouTube and everything, restart the things. Bill Gates was messing with me. Luckily, then I saw you. But you know, I'm never late. I hate being late, even a minute. So just know, whenever I am like a minute or two late, I'm stressing behind the scenes. I don't like that. And then I appear very cool, calm, hi, everyone. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh my word, I'm like 60 seconds late. So that's what happened yesterday. Thought I was live, wasn't. That's just one of those bloopers that no one will ever get to see. It was just me talking to myself. All right, everyone, I will see you at the live stream. Thank you so much for being here on Patreon. I really appreciate it. And yeah, that's about the only news for now. Nothing else. I don't really have news because all I do is work and go on quick little walks, okay, with Mr. Grizzly, and then I come back. So that's what I have for now. Okay, see you soon. Bye.